You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Independent Electoral Commission of South Africa has condemned recent acts of vandalism and theft of election posters. Political parties have raised concern over the removal of the election posters in the run-up to the May elections. For more on this, we join on the line by the IEC Deputy Chief Electoral Officer, Masego Shaburi. A very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, Elvis.
Mr. Shaburi, what are some of the regulations regarding the destruction of political campaign posters, and how does this act of vandalism really undermine the principle of democracy and fair campaigning?
Posters are used in the arsenal of political contestants as the way of propagating their messages and making themselves known among the voting public. From the day on which an election is called until the result of an election are made known, certain activities are prohibited. In other words, they are deemed to be crimes in terms of the law. That includes the defacing and unlawful removal of political parties or contestants' posters. So it is a statutory offense, it is a crime, and it carries a penalty or a fine of imprisonment of no more than 10 years. And that sanction may only be imposed following a conviction. In other words, there must be a judicial process and a finding of guilt must be imposed by a competent court. Mm-hmm. So on the part of the commission, we can't investigate because we are not part of the criminal justice system. We are unable to impose a fine because we are not a court, because the law says there must be a conviction. But what we do, we work with law enforcement agencies to assist them to understand these electoral crimes, to take proper statements, to record proper charges, and we follow up once these matters are reported by political contestants with the relevant South African Police Service Division to ensure that these crimes get the necessary attention while the elections are still in the offing.
So what factors do you think have driven these acts of vandalism? And is it something that's happening countrywide? And if someone sees someone vandalizing an election poster, what do they do?
A simple one. If somebody sees a person vandalizing a poster, they can even take cell phone footage. They can report that to the South African Police Service and hand over that footage. And the greatest mistake that people want to make when they report these things is that they want to link the person who defaces a poster or who removes a poster to a political party. It is not necessary that you make an assertion that the person who removed a poster belongs to a political party or was acting on instruction of a political party. It makes it a crime whether it is a person representing a party or whether it is a Joe Public like a Masego.
Lastly, what is your Freedom Day message as the country commemorates our journey to freedom and democracy this Saturday ahead of another crucial election in May?
Freedom was never free. That was the first one. The second one is that an election is an opportunity for the country to come together to decide in a peaceful manner the men and women who will manage our public affairs for the next 5 years. You could either renew the mandate, you could also look at offering other people a mandate to govern the affairs of the country for the next 5 years. So because the Constitution promises all of us regular, free and fair election premised on a common voter's role, our message is that let's go out, all of us, to vote on voting day. Whatever party you vote for, go out and express your views.
I thank you so much. Masego Shaburi, Deputy Chief Electoral Officer for the Independent Electoral Commission, the IEC.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.